Hey, this is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. How do you treat your time? How do you use time? Today's coaching is about trading your valuable time for some of the tasks that you do that aren't worth your time. And it's a mind shift that you get to do. It took me a while to do this. My coach had told me that what are some of the things that you do every day that aren't worth your time, like cleaning your house or doing your laundry. And I thought, what? I don't have to pay someone to do that. I'm saving that money. But actually, if you really understand the value of your creative time in what you do, then you get to start thinking about the ways that you use time that are things that someone else could do for you, that you could pay them to do, and then you would have more time for what you do best, what you're gifted at. So I know this will mess with your mind for some of you. And I still am cleaning my own house because I don't know how I would have someone come in to clean my house. But I am starting to hire people to do things and not doing them with them to save some money. The little bit of money that I'm saving by engaging in the project is not valuable compared to my content creation time or my coaching time. So your assignment in relation to this is to think about the things that you do yourself that you could leverage somebody else to do. Like, I hired a VA, a virtual assistant, when my coaches told me I get to start paying somebody to do some of the things for me that would take me an inordinate amount of time. So for me to learn some of the systems, I'm certainly smart enough, and you are too, to learn these systems, but what's the cost of the wasted time if you paid somebody to do what they do best and they do it zippity quick versus you maybe deciding you're going to fix your plumbing or you're going to learn all these ways of putting together content if you're coaching or you're creating a business. Instead of having people cleaning at your business, you're doing it yourself. You're saving some money. But the time that you're spending on it, you're working at a discount price. You're working at, there is somebody in the world who would find what you're interested in paying a great contribution to them. And then you can free up the time that you would be using for that task that is not what you're gifted at. And instead using your time wisely, whether you're working on your giftedness and you're creating with it, or you're taking time, you're paying someone to do something that gives you more free time. So challenge yourself, audit your time, start looking at ways that you can leverage somebody else's giftedness. I have a friend who does a lot of handiwork. Now I do a lot of remodeling myself. I find it, over the years, I've found it to be satisfying, but now I'm getting to the point where the time it takes me to remodel within my own home, I'm better off now hiring someone to do that painting or hire somebody to do, that insulating. So today's audit is to look into your own daily life activities. What is your time worth when you're doing what you're gifted at? What is the value of that time? And where in your life are you trading away your valuable time, daytime hours, to do something that you could bless somebody else by paying to do? Okay? Sending you love, helping you navigate into some new paradigms, some new ways of thinking, so that you can get into an abundance mindset and you can be valuing your time, valuing your life, valuing your giftedness, and valuing the people around you who can support you with the things that you don't need to be doing anymore. Sending you love.